This is Sydney Effect, written by R.K. Jones, read for you by Terry Christensen. Chapter 1. Blood Debt. Team 21 pulled up to a wasteland swathed in impenetrable shadows in the heart of the forsaken industrial district. An intense mixture of tension and anticipation saturates the air as they weave through the warren of crumbling warehouses. Each forward step inches them closer to an unknowable epicenter of darkness where ominous secrets lie shrouded, and unseen threats lurk within every shadow. The police truck they ride in is a masquerade, an armored beast garbed in the rusted skin of a forgotten relic, blending seamlessly into the desolate scene of decay. Graffiti and grime shroud its exterior, camouflaging it amidst the abandoned remnants of a bygone era. The warehouse, a raw and weathered sheet metal fortress corrupted by time and negligence, hoards its secrets behind a deceptive facade of dilapidation. Molly and her comrades scrutinize their weapons in silent preparation, their resilience permeating the confined space. With masterful precision, she ejects the magazine from her trusted 10mm, verifying its readiness before securing it back into place. The reassuring click vibrates through her fingertips. A swift pat-down reconfirms her arsenal. A stockpile of spare magazines, a duo of flashbang grenades, and a formidable stun baton. Equally, or more heavily armed, her squad forms a formidable phalanx, primed to confront the unspeakable horrors that lurk ahead. Under typical circumstances, a tactical approach of caution and moderation would have been their strategy, avoiding excessive gear. But this operation was anything but routine. A cancerous lesion nestled within the heart of Sydney, an underworld hub of perverse and chilling atrocities, an insidious syndicate known for its ruthless exploitation of the desperate, ran a covert body chop shop. Their insatiable thirst for black market organ harvesting sending shockwaves of terror across the nation. The team steeled themselves for an explosive showdown, acutely aware of the looming danger and potential casualties. Shrouded in secrecy and conducted off-grid for nearly a month, this raid came with the burden of an ominous suspicion. Assistant Commissioner Jeffries harbored a chilling theory that corruption had seeped into the very marrow of the law enforcement hierarchy. This revelation heightened the stakes of their mission, elevating the lurking danger into a daunting precipice of complexity. As the truck rolled forward, each member clung to a flicker of hope that the operation would not spiral into a cataclysmic clusterfuck. "Ready, Molly?" Luca's voice pierces the heavy silence, shattering the veneer of tension that hung around them. He delivers the question with a cheerfulness that seems almost out of place amidst their gloomy setting. She pivots to face him, her dark eyes meeting his, and a smile flickers in response. Luca, an oasis of enthusiasm in their harsh reality, embodies a steadfast commitment to their cause. His hands, weathered from countless missions, methodically surveys his F-88 Astur rifle, checking each part with an intimate familiarity. His routine is infectious, and the air fills with the metallic sounds of preparation as the rest of the team gears up for the looming operation. Among the eclectic group of hardened individuals, Molly radiates an undeniable aura. Her striking features, the interwoven threads of her cultural heritage, are coupled with an undefinable depth, a wisdom passed down through generations and etched indelibly onto her essence. Returning her focus to the task at hand, she gives a firm nod, her voice steady and filled with conviction. "Yeah, good to go." The mission has been drilled into them, each step rehearsed until it became second nature. Infiltrate, neutralize any potential threats, apprehend survivors, and safeguard the scene to maintain the integrity of the evidence. In a world where bringing even the vilest criminals to justice hinges on incontrovertible and unblemished proof, the stakes are sky high, leaving no room for error. Once they are sure of their arsenal and primed for the looming battle, Luca communicates their readiness through a quick thumbs up. The team maneuvers like professional fighters in a ring of treachery, threading through the shadows, their footfalls reduced to mere whispers to warn.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?